Okay. I'd like to go through. We technically this is a new structure setup that I'll talk about in a minute. So if we can go through and do introductions, I'll go ahead and start. We can go through the district and then the colleges in alphabetical order as we do. I'm Vice Chancellor, Institutional Advancement and Economic Development, Rebecca Goldware. Chris, you want to jump in?
Sure. Chris Clark, Executive Director of External Relations and Strategic Communications.
Sorry, the math app. Mark Knight, Information Architect with the district.
Leslie, then Robert.
Leslie Vargas, Senior Public Affairs Officer, stationed at RCC slash Help in Norco.
Robert Schmidt, Senior Public Affairs Officer.
And Marina Valley.
Hi there, I'm Robert Delgadillo, and I teach in Applied Digital Media at Moreno Valley College. Sorry, I think I just cut somebody off there.
No, that's all right. Mark Figueroa, VP for Planning and Development.
Noel Hansen, Web Applications Technician.
And Norco.
I'll start. Ashley Edison, Dean of Instruction for Career and Technical Education.
Brady Kerr, Music Industry Studies.
And I'm Ruth Leo. I'm Instructional Production Specialist at Norco College.
Welcome back. And RCC.
I'm Thea Quigley. I'm the Associate Dean of CTE.
Tony.
Tony Rizzo, Multimedia Graphic Artist and Web Technician at RCC.
And then Liz, because you're here, go ahead.
Cool. Liz Lacona, and I'm the web tech at RCC.
Liz is visiting because she's interested. So thank you. Structurally, and I would ask anybody who sits in DSPC to correct me where I am incorrect in the information I'm about to share. So the District Marketing and Communications Committee, which this is part of the District Strategic Planning Council. And DSPC has, for the last year-ish, been going through kind of a restructure. New committees have been added, and that is in an effort to align with the board structure, with the trustees, so that there's alignment when things come up and through the institution. So new committees have been set in place. District Marketing and Communication was already one of those committees. An umbrella committee called Advancement and Partnerships was created, and I don't know that most of you in this are on any of these other committees, so good job avoiding more committee work. But within the Advancement and Partnerships Committee, things that we have reviewed and asked to implement or move through would go on to Advancement and Partnerships and/or to DSPC as information, unless it was an item that we needed to have a vote on, and then eventually that could go through to the board for implementation. For example, on the agenda, there are a number of things that are listed under completed items. Those are things that we have done collectively, and then they have stopped here as a group. Operationally, we have implemented some of those. At this point, we could take them to and through Advancement and Partnership, up through DSPC and Cabinet for more of a formal sharing and structural agreement across. I don't believe most any of these require board approval. But if there were items that we were working on that folks wanted us to take up to and through the board, we absolutely could. So my intention, as the Advancement and Partnerships Umbrella Committee gets set up, as the faculty are coming back and that committee is built out this spring, that we bring the items that this committee worked on in the last year and a half, specifically those four completed items, to and through Advancement and Partnership and up to DSPC as information. That helps get more information out, and it's not just reliant upon you. And then when people have questions about branding and things like that, they know where to go. Are there any general questions about the DSPC structure, Advancement and Partnerships, how this committee sits within it? I purposely leave the charge on these agendas so that we know what we're focused on doing. At least in this moment in time. Question, I can't see everybody, so if there are questions, you should just speak. Okay. You're allowed to ask questions and raise concerns later too, or not in the collective. So if there are things, please bring them up. Otherwise, that's structurally where we'll continue to go. The membership of this committee has all gone through and, for lack of a better phrase, been agreed upon by either the Senate's or your college administration. So that's how this group of humans has come together. And these would be 2-year terms. So if you have questions, you can either ask me or go back up through your structure to find out how or why you ended up in this space. Okay. Questions, comments, anything? Okay.
How do we always stay in this space?
Oh.
Say that again, Brady.
How do we always stay in this space?
Well, some of us might just get lucky. So for you specifically, that's a question of your Senate.
Awesome.
Yeah. Leslie, I think you had a question.
Nope, that was my same thing to say. So after 2 years, I'm getting the boot. The reverse. Oh,
no,
the I know I was being funny, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But Thea, for example, or Ashley, they could be like, we don't want to do this anymore. And they could ask their management structure to pick somebody else. Or their management structure could be like, we don't want you to do this anymore. And so there could be people who rotate through. I anticipate some of the management team could rotate through. Classified students for sure. And that's the hardest space for me to fill, is students representing each college and getting them able for them to attend, because sometimes it doesn't align with their school schedule. So anything else? Okay. The minutes are included in the packet. So I would ask that we move the minutes from December, which does seem like an eternity ago at this point, but unless there are questions, comments, I'd ask for a motion.
I move.
I'm going to pick Noel. Second. Okay. Who's the second? Is that Robert?
Me, Brady.
Oh, Brady. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to ask for any who oppose, because it seems to work well when ESOC does that. If there are any in opposition, please raise your hand. Anybody who wants to abstain? Okay, the minutes will pass. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Chris, who is working towards dinner time in DC on our advocacy trip. And Chris, you're going to talk about emergency comms and then social media?
Yeah, I'm going to do emergency comms, then social media, and then I'll go through and do the marketing portion that pertains to the district as well. Since,
perfect.
Go ahead. So I guess I'm having a lot better weather here than you are back there, though. We've had a beautiful sunny day here, and which is rare for February in DC. But I'm grateful for it. I hope you guys aren't getting too wet and staying dry and secure. So first, the emergency communications guidelines. We're working on these. We have an initial draft that I'm going through and refining right now. We should be able to post the emergency guidelines and the RAVE messaging library that we've developed to this group here in the next. My goal is by the end of February, so that you have a chance to review it before our next DMCC meeting. And basically, it's just our portion of the overall, you know, the district's emergency preparedness guidelines, or their full booklet. But our portion of it is this emergency communications. And we want you to be aware of it. So one of the things that we're doing is creating a library of RAVE messages that are designed to give us quicker access so that we can broadcast messages on a timely basis when we're in the throes of an emergency. And we've based it on the active shooter scenario, which seems to be the worst case kind of scenario. And we've created the first message, and we're working on the follow-up messages that come via email and those that we post on social media, on the signs, on the computers throughout the campuses. So each one of those has a different number of letters that's allowed. And we want to make the, especially the emails and the Guardian app notifications give you more information. So we're trying to plan out beforehand what types of things it might be, everything from, you know, that the campus is evacuated, that classes are canceled. Each one of those has its own unique message, so that about every 15 minutes when we're in the, you know, process or in the, when there is an active shooter on campus, that we could be updating the campus community with those messages. It also gives the presidents or whoever's in charge of the incident command structure a list of messages that they want to prioritize and send out as they're ready. So that one is being worked on. The social media guidelines, we're resurrecting that. We started to work on this back in first of last year. We got to April, and then we had some committee changes and timing issues, but we got up to a draft where we had been through two iterations and then gotten input from, I think Noel had contributed to that, Mark Knight and myself had all contributed edits and comments. It's still available, and I'll send you all the link to the item on our OneDrive folder so that you can look at that. At this point, though, there's a lot of things that have been crossed out and moved around, and it's looking pretty marked up. So I think what I'm going to do first is just go through and accept all those changes that are pretty basic that we already know about, and then leave the comments that we need to discuss at our next meeting. So that one, we are, like I said, this will be the third chance that you've had to see it and go through it. We're hoping that at the next meeting that we can go through and finalize that so that it's done and ready to publish.
Quick before we jump to the next one. You said you would send out the where we're at again so we can take a look and take it to constituents and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks. Sorry.
Yep.
Chris, before you jump in, those are going to be the kinds of things that in the update section of these meetings, where each month we're going to, or I shouldn't say each month, each time we meet, that we're going to ask for the colleges. I know that some of the updates that have been coming back are just like, hey, what's happening on campus? But it's really more of a, how can we keep this widget or two moving through, Ashley, to your point a second ago, moving through the system so that whatever's happening at the colleges, we're staying in line with and not moving too fast or slow accordingly. So thank you.
And one thing that I keep in mind as we talk about these, especially where they're guidelines, it doesn't go through quite as rigorous a process as a normal, like an administrative procedure would. So we're getting your recommendations. It'd be appropriate to take this to like the marketing committee within your college, but it might not be appropriate to take it around to all the different constituency groups, just because it may take too long. You might get too much information. And we've got the professionals here that are looking at that and writing it in the first place. So, and then once they're published, we may share them with the board or with the DSPC, but it would be as an information item rather than a board or an administrative procedure or board policy. So that's the idea on these. We're right now at the point where we're publishing the writing style guide with its appendix that was approved at our last, the last time that we met as a group. So the other thing that I wanted to go over is just give you a quick outline of, especially things that you may not be aware of. If you're tuning in to the last time that we met, I gave a kind of a summary of the presentation that I gave to the Board of Trustees. And we've had some updates to that plan since I gave that a couple months ago. So, most of you are aware that we've got a billboard for each college that has been contracted by the district. And the idea behind these billboards is to build and promote general awareness of the district and its colleges. So it's a little bit different. They're all digital billboards, so we can have more than one panel circulating through. But the primary panel is one that talks about and inviting people to join the conversation, right? As we get ready to create our master plans. And as that discussion goes forward, we want to engage the community in discussions, give us their priorities, help us to prioritize the things that we've already identified that we need or that we want to talk to the community about. And so the first panel of the billboard is to address that. Second panel is, right now, it's one that encourages enrollment, but that'll just go through the middle of February, and then it'll switch to a different message. We also have one right now for RCC that is talking about Cinderella and when that will be and where the tickets are. So you'd have three different messages. And what we need from this group on the billboards is, as we come up on things that we want to promote that are general awareness types of messaging, that we get that. We're going to have the, on MVC, we're going to have the Cesar Chavez breakfast mentioned. So each one of the colleges, and I've gone to each one of the presidents and said, this is what we need. We need to know what you have. It's a public-facing event that you want to get the word out. And then we'll change those messages each month. We also just finished mailing two different postcards, one at the end of December that was the persistence postcard. That's the one where if a student was enrolled in the summer or fall but hadn't yet enrolled in the winter or spring, we sent them a postcard inviting them to continue their education and sign up for classes. Pretty simple message, but it's been highly effective in previous years, so this is one that we continue to do. We also did a unique concept this year on our annual report. Our full annual report is a digital copy of the annual report. We have a folio version that we're passing out to elected officials and government leaders and business leaders throughout the community. But then we also put out an annual report postcard, and the postcard went out to every residence in our district. So 308,000 people received the postcard that is promoting our annual report. And again, that's part of our general awareness campaign that we're doing right now. We also produced the unique programs brochure, and several of you helped with producing that. The objective of that one was to highlight programs unique to each college that are unique only to that college. So, and they were CTE types of programs. So each of the colleges, we got together with the deans or the managers that were in charge of the CTE programs, said, which of your programs are unique? And then we put those into the brochure. We've received a lot of positive comments on that, getting some good feedback. That brochure went out to 308,000 residences throughout the district. And I'll have a little bit more to say about that here in just a minute, but the idea behind it, though, was to highlight those programs that are unique so that if somebody, for example, at Norco College wanted to go in and become a paramedic, that they wouldn't go to Chafee or MSJC because they knew about them, but that hopefully they would go to MVC and to our BCTC program so that they could get their paramedic training. Same thing with Norco. Norco has some programs that are unique to Norco that aren't available at the other two colleges, and the same thing at RCC. So that was the idea behind that one. We are planning to do a new brochure that was like that during the spring, featuring our arts programs. So again, it would be unique programs, but we're going to be looking at both fine arts and performing arts, and look at the programs that are unique to each college and put those into one brochure and send that out to the community so that they have a general awareness of what's going on. Any questions on any of those? I'm kind of going through this quickly, but. And then we also have a digital campaign. The digital campaign that we're doing right now is featuring, it has two different facets to it. One is general awareness. And in the general awareness campaign, we've featured programs that are important to the community and that generally speaking are people that are influencers throughout the community. So we featured or highlighted programs like nursing, dental hygiene, the paramedic or fire program. And that was done in conjunction with all of the leadership of the district and the colleges to identify those positions that were kind of vital interest to the community. At Norco, we promoted the Veterans Resource Center and what we're doing with the MAP program. So that's one side of our campaign. That one, we've produced testimonial videos that feature our students and alumni, and in some cases, even employers that have hired people from our program. And that's being done on YouTube, TikTok, Over the Top, or OTT, CTT. And then it's also being done on some of the LinkedIn channels in an organic format. That campaign is one, and that one will start right after the elections are done in March. So that will start about March 6th. And then we also have a program-specific video campaign that's featuring those programs that were featured in the unique programs brochure. So each month we're producing a new video for each of the colleges that highlights one of the programs that was that were put into that brochure. I think that's the highlights. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer any questions on that.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Mark. Mark just put the annual report link into the chat so that one, you all can see what it looks like and pull it up. Questions, comments, concerns for Chris?
Just a quick question for the mailers that just went out. Do we have a way to track like the QR codes, or can we get some of that information from you just out of kind of genuine curiosity to see if they're being scanned, especially considering the programs that we put through that special program once? I'm just really curious if there was any interest on our side.
So if there are QR codes that go to the college sites, we can just see that they, we don't have a visibility on that. That would have to come from your Google reports. But if there are ones that go to our landing pages, then yes, we can show who came to our landing page, which are usually the ones that are most prominent in the cards or in the brochure. And then we can track them from there to see if they clicked on the apply now or one of the program buttons or filled out an information request form. So, and on the new unique programs videos that we're doing, we're having a unique college page for each one of the colleges too. So, and those are, if you want to look at those, Mark, can you put that into the chat too? I think it's info.rccd.edu/ and then MVC, NC, or RCC. So those are the landing pages that will, you know, when we're doing these program specific campaigns, that people will go there first. And then on those landing pages, you're going to see all of the different programs that we featured in the brochure with a link to those programs on your college websites. So again, we'll be able to see if they've clicked on the apply now or one of those program links. We may not be able to identify the specific student that did that, but we can tell you general numbers of how many people responded and where they went.
Thanks.
And they'll be approximate, Ashley, to your point of when it drops, because it could be people not clicking on, but for the most part, in theory, it could correlate. It won't necessarily, but.
Oh yeah, for sure. Thank you.
But if we're sending out 300,000 and it has an uptick, that's probably from the Every Door mailer, but.
We can attribute for sure.
Yeah. What else? On any of the items, emergency comms, social media, and or the quarterly stuff that's happening.
I have a question. I haven't been to these, so there's a really good chance that this might have already been addressed. But in the social media guidelines, I got a hold of the draft and I was reading through it. There's a section about the disclaimer, that everybody should put up on each section. I was wondering where that disclaimer should go, since Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok have character limits. Okay, good. All right, so I was just making sure you guys were all aware of that. That was just...
No, it did come up. Noel, can you... You chimed in last time and my brain can't remember. I'm sorry.
I just suggested that rather than having people post it directly on the sites, like if you can fit it in a bio or something like that, great. If you can post a one-time image with it written out, great. That's not especially accessible, but otherwise, if you have a page dedicated to all the different social accounts, then put it there at the top.
I meant on the social media accounts.
We know about the issue. Okay, so if you're linking out to the social accounts from the website, then on that page where you list all of the different accounts for all your like student organizations or departments or anything like that, the disclaimer can live there. And then anytime that they link back to the website, it's sort of like a circular thing. For the most part, people don't repost it. They don't share it annually. It's just a backup for us.
It's really us just checking. It's us checking the proverbial box, right? Like we've done it. It's there. You didn't read it, but you checked the box saying you did read it. So okay, I knew we had addressed it. I just wasn't. It's in that back end space. So, but Liz, if you've got other questions, you live in this world just like Noel does. So if there are other questions on the social media, the other reason we're treating these as guidelines as opposed to like an AP. It allows us these to be living, updatable documents instead of having to make the trudge through the process every time up to and through board potentially. And that's things change too fast. We did the same thing with the grants world because I need to be able to stay up with compliance and change things as the federal government changes things with uniform guidance. And social media would be more on the best practices. This is what we think is the right thing versus legally required. But sometimes it is legally required. So, but that is purposely why we are treating these as guidelines so that structurally we can make necessary changes. Not at a whim, but closer to a whim than a long process would take. So,
Liz, one other thing is when you put that disclaimer on your website, then you can link directly to that page from the social media profile on that account. So that's one way to do that is just put a link in there to the social media page on your website.
Yeah, no, the guidelines for the most part were really good. I just wanted to make sure that we were totally aware of that. And like I said, I haven't obviously been here, so thank you.
No,
and
I appreciate
if there are any like processes that are going to make your life easier, you can get stricter at the college level. That's, you can determine that.
Absolutely. So I really appreciate Noel for putting a huge amount of work into this initial and then the other folks for chiming in. So. That's going to be one of those that we run up to and through from this committee to advancement and partnerships and through to DSPC. Any other questions, social emergency comms or the quarterly activities for Chris? Okay. I'd like to go through the college updates. If you can share what's happening. We'll start, Mark, can we start with MVC?
Yeah, sure. So we're continuing also with our billboard ads that we've been utilizing and updated the photos and collateral, really pushing for spring enrollment boost. And we know historically, Moreno Valley College, it's the last week or two when we see the big bump. So we're doing that. Continuing our engagement with Motomatics. They've produced really good results for us. We got 475 students from spring, and we had 419 in winter. So they're definitely, the ROI on what they've provided for us has been really good. Where some other campus-specific events that we're doing our Super Saturday, which is allows students who've applied already can come in and see a counselor, get their course registration. For folks who have not yet, we do application workshop and also FAFSA, so we'll be doing that. In addition to Trio Day, which will be on the 24th. So we have an all-campus event for that. We've updated some of our signage on campus as well. We had a delay from production, but we'll now have signage all the way from the time you enter campus through all of the streets, all the way back up around Parkside, down through Dental. And we've also done the same thing at BCTC with banners that are appropriate to the unique programs there that may not have resonated here on this campus, but are perfect for Ben Clark. And the other big project we're all working on as a district, but we've already started this work with the California Reconnect. So we have our leadership team that's working on that. And we've already had our meeting with the Reconnect folks. So we're getting ready for that deployment. And the last big project, and we're still working on funding, we don't have a marquee for the front of our campus. And that's something that we know we desperately need. Again, just anecdotal, ran into some local parents and students here who did not know Moreno Valley College existed, even though they pass it twice a week. So we definitely know that having that marquee up front is an important project for us. And so we're trying to work on funding to get that going as soon as possible. But those are the some of the things we're working on in addition to what Chris has already discussed earlier.
I have a couple of follow-ups. Sure. Motomatics, who is, I feel like there's another college that's using Motomatics. Who else is using it?
I think Norco was using it. I don't know if they still are. I know Norco and RCC were ahead of us and we came in after them for fall, but we kept working with them because it's compared to the other vendor we were using, what we were getting in terms of direct registration for students, it's really hard to beat the ROI on that. So
okay. Ashley, is Norco or Thea is RCC? Do you know?
I know we're working with somebody and I should know who, but I don't off the top of my head. So I can dig around my email for a second.
That's okay.
We don't still do Motomatic.
No.
That was something Dr. Tarrant wanted to do, but Dr. Collins went with a different a different
group. But you're using somebody. It's just a different.
Correct. Yeah, I knew I heard the name, but I didn't know why.
And I can't come up with it either. And Thea, I feel like you all are using somebody too, but I don't know. You don't know. That's okay. I love Thea faces. This is great. Okay, wait. I have more questions for Mark. The signage that you were talking about, are these A-frames? Is it wayfinding? Like, what kind of signage are you talking about?
Yeah, they're both that. So some of it is wayfinding. One of the things, we had a lot of people, very creative yard signs and stuff all over campus, and it just does not give a good look. It so we wanted to make sure that all of the collateral and the photos we're using for our print ads and for our billboards were replicated here on campus. So we have both that and wayfinding as well. And we really just needed different imagery for students and our logo and all the other good stuff that just wasn't here. And so production finally caught up. So we got all the stuff we needed. So.
Understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then on counseling, and you may have been at the board meeting. This was a while ago where counseling did a presentation and they said, we need to get more information out. And then Chris comes and says, hi, I'm here to help you get more information out. They were like, don't tell anybody. We don't have any time. So at some point at the college level, like, I want to get more humans in to see more people. And we want to push that, but we're going to need some guidance from the colleges of how and when to push and how hard, because we obviously don't want to make it overwhelming at the college level. Faculty, like, I'm not trying to push people into counseling. I'm not trying to push people into pick the specialty group. But at the same time, if we're trying to increase dual enrollment or we're trying to increase fill in the blank, we need to know how and where to help you. So you brought counseling up. So that's just an example, but I don't know how best to do that other than general conversations in this group.
I think the two things here on campus, and we've obviously been talking a lot about the sort of the front end, the recruitment and outreach side, and how all of this is geared towards getting students to apply.
Yeah.
We also know the importance of managing the funnel. So from application to, the conversion to enroll, and then also on the retention side. So that is front and center. Everything that we talk about is about enrollment recovery and retention. So we are working through that in terms of making, and that's part of the issue that I had is if we tell somebody, hey, pick up the phone, call, go to this website, you should be able to get somebody. We want to make sure that that happens. So we're coordinating with our student services folks to make sure that when we advertise that there's bodies available for students, either virtually or in person.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than saying, call us. And then we go, what? Someone's calling? What?
Yeah, it's a similar issue that I had about, listing things in Spanish. If I'm out there advertising and somebody calls and only one person can speak Spanish,
It's
not very helpful. So I want to make sure that we're fair on that.
Totally agree. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Chris.
I'm just going to make a comment on the, so we did a basic needs brochure for RCC that was just handed out during their welcome week. But in October of this year versus October of last year, they had four times as many students coming to the to their basic needs center. We tried to do a brochure for both Norco and Moreno Valley, but those were on a much more limited basis. And the feedback that we got was once they heard about RCC's success, they were a little concerned. And so they've tempered that. So we are still producing it. We'll have a digital version that'll be available in a PDF, and we'll have some printed copies that they can distribute through their own channels, but we're not planning on any kind of general mailing or anything like that.
So it's that kind of stuff, information we for sure want out, but if we can't handle the pipeline that's going to come, I want to be thoughtful about that. I did have a conversation. The basic aid presentation will be tomorrow night at board. So if you want to chime in, I did have a conversation with them, and I said, we got to get cap on these campuses. I don't think that we're getting as many resources from the county. So that's something that Chris and Lachey, who is not on this call, but she is our government relations person for the district. We're going to be talking with the county and bringing where it's appropriate the basic aid folks to the table. But we should be, the county should be able to provide some resources. It shouldn't just be the basic aid folks at your colleges doing that. So these conversations and this, any group that I'm in will kind of be disparate, but hopefully we're pulling it back, because at the end of the day, this is about a message out to students and or a broader community of the resources that we can provide to them, whether butts and seats or when they're here, what we can help them with. For me, at the end of the day, if we're not teaching our students how to live and work in the bureaucratic process, we haven't done something right, because that is all we do and work in. I don't know about you, but I got to fill out a stupid form to verify my health insurance. That's a whole separate beast, right? Mark just realized he got that form too. Right? Our students are doing the same things. They're just doing them in a different capacity. So we all know how to do these things because we went through and did it, these bureaucratic hurdles. So that's another piece, is making sure that our government friends are at the table with us to be able to help. So, because as I pointed out to the basic aid folk, tax season's coming, and all our students at the end of the day probably have to file taxes as well. And they need help with that resource as well. So, Ashley.
So we do have the VITA program. I know RCC does in Norco, so the CAP will be on our campuses doing taxes for free.
Yeah, but they should be here like four or five times a year.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We'll get a space we can give them.
The basic aid folks didn't seem to know what CAP was. And I was like, oh, this, yeah, eyebrows go up. Like, that's, you should know who CAP is. So anyway, Ashley, it's Norco's turn. Unless there were questions, other questions. Robert, Noel, did you have any add-ons for Moreno Valley? Okay. Ashley, Norco.
Fairly similar update. We're also doing some digital marketing through social media, paid advertisements, things like that. Reef's been doing a really great job getting stuff onto our social media. We had a really successful late start accelerated campaign in the fall. So we're going to be doing that again in the spring. We have a pretty good load of late start classes. We're also starting to see enrollments kick up this past week. I feel like our students are just like waiting until the very last minute.
After the mailers dropped?
If we could send messaging register early so deans don't freak out, that would be great. So we're doing that. It's going really well. And yes, thanks for all the mailers and everything. It's super helpful. On campus, we're looking at doing more CAP hours, our career and academic pathway hours, that are aligned with our schools to get our students with our faculty. There's all sorts of different activities that we're going to do around this to really help with retention and engagement with students on campus. So we actually have a little retreat with the chairs on Thursday to talk about that and how we can grow what we're doing there. Other than that, I don't have a list of events or anything quite yet. So unless my wonderful colleagues have anything else to add.
I have something fun.
Yeah.
Norco Music is releasing a best of so far on February 24th. 100 songs, 4 different albums, each representing the seasons, all by students.
Yay. I assume, and maybe incorrectly, but because that's a Friday, right? No, it's a Saturday. There's a board meeting that Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if Monica could make like a mention, or there could be a teaser.
That'd be super dope. I would make the teaser and she could share it.
Yeah, I think that's a worthy public comment, or she can include it in her notes.
Brady, so can you send me an email about it and I'll forward it up?
Yeah, of course. It's kind of a big deal. We've got 300 plus whatever songs in the universe, but these are the best of so far from 2009 to 2020. 25 songs on each album, and they resonate with the seasons. This is why I don't sleep.
That pretty really doesn't.
Hey, you know what? I think it's great. I'm sorry you don't get naps, but I'm excited about this. I think it would be great if there could be a little sample. Maybe a Les sample.
It'd be dope. I actually just sent to Leslie like the college update. I don't know if she got it, but I'm happy to do whatever I can to help make it kind of a big deal, because we're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I think I'm excited. Yes, we should do that.
Brady, thank you. One thing that I mentioned was the new arts brochure that we're going to be doing, and it'd be a perfect place to have a little coupon ad or something like that that would promote that.
Oh, heck yeah. I can get you whatever you want. Each album has its own cover. We've got the culminating thing. I can make you a QR code. I'm here for it, brother. Whatever you need, I got you.
Thanks.
I love it.
And I was going to add really fast for Norco. I know, Ashley, you can probably mention this too. The community mosaic mural. Once it's completed, we're going to try to get that as like a destination to visit in Norco, to go there and actually see the community mural, because it's built by the students, for the students. It has the actual students' photos who are represented in the mural. So they've been working on that project. So once it goes, we're going to really be marketing that to the community. Soccer is the biggest sport at Norco, and now the men's soccer coach is also the women's soccer coach. He was the coach of the year, and he wants to do more marketing in the community too, in recruiting for women athletes, to change the perception that has been, to get them at the level that the men are. We also have a student. He was the only person in the whole conference to be on the honor roll for the state level. So one of eight to have a 4.0 in the state of California, but for community college, but in one of 25 for the honor roll, and the only one in the district. So that's going to be advertised as well.
That's very cool. Of things to do between the two cities and, well, multiple cities and the chambers, that should be an easy add-on of their list to do in the community. Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Norco?
We have our big industry and advisory president's nice breakfast, and I just screwed up the name of it, on March 15th in the morning. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, very cool. The more we can bring industry and business onto campus, the better it is for us, because then they pick up our students and then they're grateful, and then they do more things programmatically, and then they give us money. It's great.
Beautiful cycle.
Yep, it is a cycle. It's a nice little circle that we keep repeating. Okay, RCC.
I could start off with RCC.
Sure.
And I know Thea has a lot too. So Liz just updated our billboards for RCC. So those three, the graphics should be switched out sometime today, maybe by tomorrow, with the new graphics for the three billboards. Tony also created us a new movie theater ad, which is playing in two theaters across two screens and then in the lobbies. So those have been updated as well for the new semester. Our marketing campaign has finished. I don't know if you guys subscribe to The Real Wall. You saw that the results are in. Getting people to vote and poll was challenging, but we did on-ground voting. We had it on the ASRCC student app. We also sent it to external community, so a lot of people voted. You Matter, the Clock Tower one. Right now, we're in the process of solidifying all the quotes for the cost, and then we're going to send in and put a design ticket for our district graphic designers to start working on the designs so we can have it up. The anticipated goal day is for to be launched in the fall, so over summer, we're going to be installing these. They'll probably touch on this, but we are marketing two golf tournaments that happen to be on the same day. One's for HVAC and one is for the Tiger Backers. They're both on the same day and we both need our leaders involved and to be at both. So I'm looking forward to that.
You're going to have a separate conversation with me to help me. I'm not in charge of events.
And then we also have tons and tons and tons of student testimonials of students across all levels that have been doing great things. We recently had our students go to NAMM. Liz and Tony were there to shoot footage and get photos and videos. I think we had over 25 students that were there working the booth, but we had 6 that actually got scholarships from NAMM. So that is soon we're going to be marketing because that music program is really taking off for the students. So we are excited. I heard a lot of classified employees, correct, all came to celebrate and to help run those booths. So it was very RCC heavy at the NAMM convention this year.
But, nice.
Thea, yeah, you could jump in.
Leslie and Liz's roadshow for the marketing campaign was awesome.
Yay!
Everyone is so excited. They knocked it out of the park. I think we're really, really excited for the new branding. They did such a good job. Leslie really covered all the highlights. I think just a few additional things. Counseling, yeah, I think let's definitely hold off on reaching out to students. At RCC, there are no more counseling appointments, to be honest. And we do a lot of internal outreach to the students that do need those. I think where we might need some help down the road is perhaps clarifying if you have a question, where do you go? But in order to do that clarification to students, I think we need to clarify internally first. Yeah. So
well, I think one of those
questions, echo that.
One of those questions, and then the scale is, what questions can the machine answer for you? And I know that's going to be a rabbit hole of, you can't give our job to a machine, but we have too many students and not enough humans. And some of these are machine questions. So.
Well, and what machine?
Oh, I'm sorry. You've heard me talk about ChatGPT before.
Okay.
We need to get machines helping us with moving people to and through, like we automatically conferred degrees when the machine did that for us. That's like, we have an efficiency problem based on ratio. Yes. I don't know how to do it, but hopefully the conversations are being had. So.
No, that's, same page. That sounds good. Thank you to Chris for his work, trying to get some videos off the ground. It's not easy to do in winter. When we're a little bit more of a ghost town as far as our faculty are concerned. But thanks for trying. We appreciate it. Let's see. And last, our makerspace is opening at the end of February. And hey. So if anyone wants to come on by, it's been quite the epic journey to get here. But thank you to Leslie for giving us the template and everything to do. So hopefully that will be a fun event that we're doing some outreach for as well.
Very cool.
And it's CTE month. So it goes perfect that we're doing that. We could do that blurb there because I know at RCC, the focus is really on Black History Month was what I was told. But to be able to blurb it and put that in there during that time, I think would be a good highlight.
Excellent point.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else for RCC? Questions, comments? Okay,
I forgot to give Liz a shout out because she is redoing the president's page for marketing. So the RC is being updated, new photo, new bio, everything. It's going to have resources for the external community to check her availability. She's going to be having drop-in office hours that's open to everybody to come and chat with her, talk, get to know her, and get to answer questions. The first office hours is this month. But again, that page is going to be launching and it's geared towards the external community to really get to know her.
Very cool. Thank you. Last two things. Dual enrollment is going to keep popping up. I will end up talking with really the workforce and economic development team, the CTE folks, about where that can fit the best most. But at some point, if y'all have ideas, please share them. Doesn't have to just be on dual enrollment. It is a focus, one for the district, but two for the state. And the governor just wants, I think, kindergartners to start in college as soon as they can. So with the push for ninth graders to be taking college level credits, if you want 75% of the workforce between 18 and 60 with a certificate or degree, that is all tasked back to this type of institution. So wherever we can partner with our high school and get students into dual enrollment, it is better for them in the process. So that's going to be a space where I'm going to want thoughts, especially as I go into the workforce team meeting, because that's where most of many dual enrollments that are going to be directly beneficial to our students are going to come from. So the other piece is your college presidents and or possibly you, and I really look just at Mark on that one, are going to likely be tasked with informational meetings. Your president should be going out in, they should be in the process of that now, seeking information from the general community. I share this with all of you because at some point you're going to hear about it. These are informational sessions. Depending on how the informational sessions go, that could turn into bond conversation. You will not hear me say bond outside of this conversation. It is for informational purposes only. We are seeking information from our community. There's nothing that has been approved by the trustees, therefore there is no bond. I just want to, I'm being very rigid on my statements there on purpose. If you want to have an offline conversation, I'm happy to chat with you. But there are informational presentations. Chris, I don't see any reason why we can't share that, share those out with this group. Can you, actually, Renee, do you have access to those? I don't think you do. Anyway, there's four presentations. We'll make sure that you see them. They are really to when presidents and or ESOC go out into the community to strike conversation and have the community tell us what it is they want. So we'll have, thank you, Renee. So Renee will send them out to this collective so that you have those PowerPoints. I don't expect or need you to use them. If there's something in you, them that you see is wrong, please let me know. It's possible that they will continue to morph slightly. For example, Dr. Isak wants economic impact information in the district presentation. So we're adding what that the district has nearly $750 million impact to the community that we serve. So there'll be an additional slide or two for his. But I wanted you to be aware, most of you are out in the community and hearing things. Some of you may have to give the presentation. So I'm sharing that with you. If you hear questions, comments, please let me know. From a form and function standpoint, you can do advocacy. Again, we do not have a bond as an institution. We have Measure C pass. That is the only bond that we have active. So if you're not sure, ask me questions, because moving into the moving out of advocacy, which is what we do as public employees, and moving into lobbying is not a good idea. So we don't use the word lobbying because that's not what we do. Lobbying infers money and votes, and advocacy means we're sharing information. So structurally, I just want everybody to stay on the right side of the line. So, or the correct side of the line, I shouldn't. Any other questions, comments, concerns? These agendas are open. If you have items that you want to put on them, please let us know. I don't think that there's anything other than you all going back to your colleges and having conversations either within your existing committees or already existing structures. Renee will send out some information. Otherwise, unless there's anything else for the good of the group, I will talk with you all on May 7th again. Okay. If you need anything before, let us know. Otherwise, be well. I appreciate you all.
Thank you.
Bye.